Listening Library presents What Would Joey Do? By Jack Gantos. One. Sparks. About 3 weeks ago, Dad suddenly showed up in town and started buzzing us on his motorcycle at all hours of the day and night. At first, I was afraid because I thought he had come to get me. But I was wrong. He was much more interested in Mom. I lost track of how many times he roared down our street and ran the corner traffic light past Quip's Pub, where Mom lounged in the leather window seat sipping a mixed drink with her new boyfriend while making plans for her future. Dad must have spotted her there during one of his rounds. He didn't say anything, but he'd look at her in the window like she was something he wanted. Then, he'd blast off. If it was dark out, I could look through my back bedroom window and between the lines of damp laundry catch his single jittery headlight brightly striking the white marble tombstones lined up like crooked teeth behind our yard as he cut through St. Mary's Cemetery and raced out and around the neighborhood making a crazy eight before he looped back down Plum Street and past our house again. He must have been watching her closely because sometimes he'd show up the minute she got home from work. Then, her face would go red and I'd watch her run out to the front porch and yell at him as he raced by. But the louder she yelled, the louder he revved the engine. "I'm losing my patience with that man," Mom would say when she came back inside, pacing wildly up the hall, swinging around and down again, past the furniture and me and Pablo and Grandma, as if she too were on a motorcycle that was darting past us. "If you didn't yell at him, I bet he'd get bored and go home," I said once.